Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
He powered through at the end and delivered us the Brain Buster, as Michael Cole called it. That was perfect. You say I understood the reference because I'm a big Sammy El Generico fan.
What did you find? Intindihan mo yung reference. It was on Twitter.
Here's the thing. I was surprised.
May nagsasabi pa bot shit, diba?
I was surprised that a lot of people did not understand or did not know.
Yes. Sami Zayn became Sami Zayn 11 years ago.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That is so far removed from whoever El Generico guy is.
I'm old. I'm old.
Fuck you, Emil.
Fuck you.
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romora, and Chino Liao and Emil Nate checking in for our Picks of the Week special. And it's going to be big just because it's WrestleMania weekend. So without further ado, we got a lot to do here. So let's get to it. Chino, we'll start with yours because this is an emotional one that I actually got to catch last night before we recorded.
Yeah, my pick for this week actually predates all of WrestleMania. It came out April 1st, April 2nd out here. It's Becoming Immortal, Bray Wyatt, a documentary that focuses, of course, on Bray Wyatt. It was equal. Okay, I have to admit, this was a very sentimental pick for me because I am a Bray Wyatt fan. He is easily my favorite wrestler of at least the last 10, 20 years. Sama na natin lahat ng sinabi kong favorite wrestlers dun sa conversation na yun. You can fact check me on that, but Bray Wyatt is up there, man. And to see his story be told in such a poignant, inspiring, respectful manner was just very beautiful to watch. Kasi it's so rare for nowadays to have a wrestling biography even not end so tragically, diba? And yes, namatay si Bray Wyatt, diba? But his life, the way it was told, was just, it wasn't marred by any sort of abuse or any sort of like addiction, diba, that is so constantly told in wrestling. Instead, his life was just filled with so much love from the people that were surrounded him. Diba? It's very rare to see. It also gives us an inside look into the man that created characters like The Fiend, like Bray Wyatt, of course, like everybody else. And ang ganda din ng touches of his personality all the way till his last days. Diba? We really got to see Wyndham Rotunda more than Bray Wyatt in this documentary and how the man behind Bray Wyatt really inspired Bray Wyatt himself, the character that we've come to know and love. Diba? I like how it was told by The Undertaker as well. Yung narration was done by The Undertaker because there was a passing of the torch that happened a while back. So ang ganda din ng moment na yon. I mean, ang dami ko pang pwedeng sabihin about it. I want to write my own review about it, honestly. So, yung whole documentary na to was just a really good love letter to the man that was Bray Wyatt, and that is why I'm picking it over anything else that happened in WrestleMania 40.
I got to catch it last night with my wife, and she's not very familiar with Bray Wyatt. Like, entering the documentary, she just knew him as the guy on the other side of the Daniel Bryan battle pack that she got for me for the wedding. And then she was like, oh, wow, wrestler pala siya. Oh, wow, third gen pala siya. So she got to learn so much about him. And then it was just so sad, the entire thing for me. Because while it was very wistful and very celebratory of everything that he meant to his family, to the business, to the WWE, parang you could really get a sense of what a big loss this was. What a big loss Bray was. What a big loss Windham was. Na parang, we said it when Bray died in August of last year na he might be the Eddie Guerrero of this generation. And I think watching this documentary, mas lalong na solidify sa akin na I think he is. Which is really heartbreaking talaga. The fact na he died younger than Eddie did. The fact na, sabi mo nga Chino, it had nothing to do with vices, with drugs and all of that, diba? Just made it even more devastating and crushing. You know, listening to Taylor Rotunda or Bo Dallas or Uncle Howdy, however you want to call him, talk about Windham in both the interviews and in the eulogy. Tangina, sobrang umiyak ako because of it. Sobrang nakakalungkot talaga how he lionized his fallen brother. And even listening to yung special effects guy ni Bray, si Rob Fee, and even Triple H talk about all the stories they could have told that were left on the table. The little details that Bray had put into the Fiend that symbolized his son Nash, his fiance Jojo, all of his other kids, the new design of the Fiend that they showed in the documentary na hindi nasuot ni Bray because he'd passed away already. Sobrang sayang, nakakalungkot talaga na, you know, we lost him way too soon. And then that teaser at the end for Uncle Howdy, It was a nice way to tie up yung sinabi ni na Taylor and nung special effects guy, si Jason, I forget his name, his last name, na Bray's not gone forever, but the fact that we get to create something that will continue to let his creations be seen by millions worldwide, that lets him live on, and I'm okay with that. So parang, it was such a bittersweet note to end on, and I thought that Becoming Immortal was such a beautiful documentary, a beautiful send-off for the late, great Windham Rotunda. So, yon. Again, rest in peace to Bray Wyatt, to Windham Rotunda, and thank you, Chino, for putting this in your picks of the week. So, it gave me a reason to watch this documentary. All right, let's move on to the next pick of the week. This one is Rowan's, which was the six-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. So, sabi ni Rowan, this was the match he was looking forward to the most nung night one, because it's the type of match we haven't had in a while. Sabi niya, the last time the tag titles were on the line daw was at, it was not at 36 Rowan. It was at 39 last year. Sabi niya, it was big because there were five other teams looking to take the championships. What I will agree with what Rowan wrote down was that it's like the tag team version of Money in the Bank, where the men's and women's matches were happening simultaneously. He loves the decision to finally split the tag team championships because each brand does have a lot of great tag teams. There's a lot of depth in those divisions. And sobrang hassle daw that the unified tag team championships were floating on each brand. He also loves the concept of a multi-person ladder match like this, and he wants it to become a WrestleMania tradition going forward. He likes the winners, A-Town Down Under and Awesome Truth, deserve daw. And he liked that Waller and Theory didn't break up. Contrary to what has been teased over the last few weeks, magandang reward daw for their great performances. And for Awesome Truth, they got to finish their own story because they never won the tag team titles in the past, nung 2011 during their initial run. One thing Rowan says he dislikes is when Awesome Truth won the Raw Tag Team Championships, because when they celebrated, he forgot na A-Town Down Under already won the SmackDown Tag Team Championships previously. So maybe if this match happens again, maybe change the rules now. Like, the first team to win the titles are eliminated and free to go, while the remaining titles will fight for the final set of belts.
Okay. The two false finish, diba? The SmackDown, it reminded me of a match from years ago, WrestleMania 2000, where it was a triple threat. It was redacted Jericho and Angle. The first fall was for this title. The second fall was for the IC title or European.
You can say Chris Benoit, Emil. Come on, you can say.
I don't want to acknowledge him whatsoever. But yeah, it's kind of the same thing. No, I love this match because it's unique. We haven't seen this type of stipulation before. I was watching it actually on the Disney Plus feed, which for some reason it was only the hard cam. So it was like I'm watching a WWE 2K24 in real life. Kasi hindi magano naka yung sa video game naka hard cam lang siya. So parang ganun. And there was a lot of action going on ringside. I never really got to see because I was watching it again on the Disney Plus feed. DIY was really good in this match as well. I feel like sila din yung nagdala despite not winning the titles. They did a lot of spots. Ciampa did that yung move from the top of the ladder I think to it was Pete Dunne and then Tyler Bate Atta and then Johnny did
that the air raid crash.
The air raid crash and then Johnny did that DDT to Pete Dunne as well. I was actually expecting DIY or New Catch Republic to at least win one of the titles there, but I'm fine with it. Deserved naman yung two winners. Also agree na at the end of the match yung Awesome Truth lang yung nag-celebrate instead of the two teams who won the titles. But I will agree with they should have a annual ladder match, even just for maybe an IC title next time. But those matches really sila yung nagdadala ng excitement to open up WrestleMania. So I will agree with that. And this was that match for this WrestleMania. So it was a great ladder match and finally, we got the tag team titles are split again, so we can. So the yun yung isa sa matagal nating complaints over the past few months. Na there's so much good tag teams that it's such a shame that there's only one title for all of them to fight for.
Yeah, syempre di makaka-celebrate yung isang team kasi Grayson Waller ended up at the wrong side of a ladder. So I guess that was the gap that you guys are asking for. I
don't know about you guys. It made sense to me because they were taken out.
Kaya nga, diba? So, I don't know why you guys, diba? Like, how can he celebrate? He just went through a ladder. But anyway, neither here nor there. I appreciated the victories of both teams. I also appreciated the moments that we got Regeneration X, diba? Doing their thing. Ganda din nun, and everybody getting their shine on. Sometimes yung everybody in the pool idea for a match really doesn't end well kasi parang dumadating sa point na nagiging quote-unquote spot fest na lang siya, diba? Parang, oh, hit the move. Oh, another move, diba? Parang all the smarky people complaining about it online. But this one was actually very well executed in the sense that everybody got to make everybody else shine, diba? Like, I appreciated that part more than the actual match itself. And yes, I do agree. A ladder match at WrestleMania really is a good way to wake people up, diba? You're going 7 hours into each day. Masaya naman yan for all the fans watching in attendance and for all of us who will have to get up early and watch it live, diba? So I'm saying there's no experience now. It was a thrill ride that was much needed in the middle of night number one.
Yeah, I got nothing else to add other than the fact that I did miss the Money in the Bank spot at WrestleMania. So it's nice to have a throwback to those days from almost 20 years ago. I know, diba? May ladder match to WrestleMania.
Aray, sakit sa likod.
No, right. 20 years down Money in the Bank. My God.
Wow.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got a pick from Stand and Deliver and our last couple of picks from WrestleMania 40. But first, a word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Magandang, maganda, 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 magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakaka-utot sa kaligayahan na chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
And we're back with the second half of our picks of the week. Let's go to NXT Stand and Deliver for Rose pick of the week.
I will keep this short. It's Obafemi defending his championship, North American championship, against Dijak and Josh Briggs. Simplemente, it is big mini men slapping meat. Three big mini men slapping meat. Everyone played their role well. It was the one of the King's Road matches of the night. Shempre Dijak has his Japanese pedigree in there, his indie pedigree in there, and then nakasunod si Josh Briggs and Obafemi. Obviously they're all great. Obafemi is really, really good, as you know, has been mentioned here before. Really one of those things, one of those people that proves the validity and the feasibility of the NIL program ng WWE and ng Performance Center. So this is insanely fun to watch. Everyone played their roles well, was there for every spot. And I can't even hate Obafemi retaining his championship.
Yeah, Obafemi reminds me a lot of Ahmed Johnson.
A better Ahmed one, Johnson. Hopefully.
Yeah, because for obvious... For obvious reasons, naturally, but also because former athletes that have made transitions into professional wrestling are rarely ever successful. But with Obafemi, he's proof. Not to ganyan ang sinabi ni Ro, successful yung NIL program, next in line program ng WWE and the PC. I like this match kasi for all the reasons mentioned, big meaty men slapping meat. What's not to love about it? It's a meat fest. At least we got one here and not on AEW.
This was the best match of the Stand and Deliver card, obviously. And Dijak is just one of the best that they have down there. And it's such a shame na hanggang ngayon di pa siya nanalo ng titles ever since stepping down. I really wish he could go after the NXT Championship with the latest development as well of Ilya, possibly moving up na. So he deserves his flowers as well. Josh Briggs did not look lost in this match. I thought he did well in his role as well in this match. Obafemi is just a beast. Like he's not even a year yet into his NXT tenure and he's already doing a lot of big things. So this is a very this reminds you of old takeovers. Now you always get these bangers out of the way at the start of the show. So up until that point, this was the best match. And we already had a lot of great matches before this. Like it was a lot of WrestleMania week matches where I thought it was good, but this up until that point. Up until WrestleMania, the first night, this was, I think, the best match of the weekend. This is probably the third best match of the weekend for me, other than my pick and the main event. So, just amazing. These three really wowed us last Sunday morning.
Yeah, took the words right out of my mouth, literally, because I was about to say, this really reminded me of the NXT takeovers of old. So, really glad that we got to talk about this one here on Picks of the Week. Let's get to yours, Emil. Let's get to mine before we get to yours. WrestleMania Sunday, Bayley versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. We talked about this nung weekend or WrestleMania reactions episode natin. The Batista story being realized all over again in 2024. I really love this for Bayley. I had a lot of fun calling this match as well, just because it was pretty emotional given everything they'd gone through. And I liked the presentation of it all. Just to peek behind the curtain, see Bayley has been openly campaigning to have Paramore as part of a WrestleMania entrance for years. And because of another scheduling issue, hindi siya nangyari this year. But the fact that she got Simmer by Paramore as the backing track for the video package, yung hype package, right before this match, was something that satisfied Bayley already. They were also able to tell a very good story dating back to the creation of Damage Control and how they ultimately turned against her. So it was a fun ride to call. Speaking from someone who worked this match, na enjoy ko siya because The emotional journey was there. The story beats were there. And I think I'll say this again for Emil's pick, but I'm glad that the women were able to get their representation on WrestleMania through a match like this. Siyempre yung Rhea Becky match din and the six-woman tag. But I think the Bayley versus Io Sky match was the best one among all three women's matches that we got in WrestleMania.
Definitely. 100% agree. Big Bayley fan. Glad to see her finally get her flowers, get the respect and the WrestleMania spotlight she deserves. Nakita ko online, nakita ko sa Instagram niya na she shouted out Damian Priest and hashtag the Martinez's at Mania. Kasi parang sila Martinez in one form of another, right?
So nakakatawa lang yun. No, they're both legit Martinez's.
Is this Damian Priest's last name? Really Martinez? Okay, yeah.
Yung punishment ang din na totoong pangalan.
Okay. Kala ko naman pati yung Martinez. Kala ko yung Martinez shoot din eh. Diba? Like,
para
but anyway,
na William at Albert, sige.
Okay. So, I really like this match more than the other women's matches, honestly, because I am a big Bayley fan, and also because it finally gives her closure dito sa damage control storyline.
Yeah, I'm glad that they had a better spot than the other women's matches, because I said this during our predictions, parang it's unfair na those the other matches are getting more shine in the build-up. But in the actual WrestleMania event itself, this was the best women's match for me. I love that. The moment that I love in this match was the counter. The first when Bayley tried to hit Io with the rose mat, and what a counter that was. It's not new, but I was totally surprised by it. Like, Io Sky is just one of the best, but I'm glad with the decision as well of Bayley winning, because like Rose said, you can't tell the Batista story without putting over Bayley at the end. But I think we're in line with another match here. There's a rematch here coming with these two, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I already mentioned my thoughts on the whole thing in previous episodes, so go listen to that if you're listening to this first. But I will say, again, I will reiterate that Io is one of the elite performers on the roster. And I think that the SmackDown side of the roster, at least, is the most elite women's division in wrestling right now. Just because of how stacked it is. So shame on you to the guy that was shouting at the arena that women can't wrestle, because these two will do much more than you ever could, sir.
100% agree. All right, Emil, let's close it out here with our favorite match from WrestleMania that did not involve Cody or Roman or The Rock.
Yeah, 100%. So my pick goes out to night one as well. Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. First of all, I love the sequence of Sami talking to his family and then going up. I love that shot, the continuous one long shot that they've been doing for a while. And then Kevin Owens was at the Gorilla before coming out. And that was a great moment. They hugged it out. And the match itself... I actually saw a tweet from Mikey. I was also thinking the same thing. It was like the match that Owens and Sammy had at Takeover Rival, which was all throughout the match, Kevin Owens Gunther was just dominating Sammy. Honestly, he was beating him up so bad, I was actually expecting the referee to stop the match. That's how the first half of the match was just Gunther beating up on Sammy. Also kind of reminiscent of Brock versus Cena from SummerSlam, but this one had a different ending, of course. And he powered through at the end and delivered us the Brain Buster, as Michael Cole called it. That was perfect. I understood the reference because I'm a big Sammy El Generico fan.
Buti ka pa, naintindi mo yung reference. Twitter.
Here's the thing. I was surprised.
May nagsasabi pa mga botch, eh, diba?
I was surprised that a lot of people did not understand or did not know.
Okay.
Ganun na ba katagal?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Sami Zayn became Sami Zayn 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is so far removed from whoever that El Generico guy is.
I'm old.
Fuck you, Emil.
Shut the fuck up, Emil.
Emil, for me, fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
But you know, like, that thing aside, it was rocky. Like, the whole thing, the whole rivalry was heavily inspired by Rocky. I don't know if it's because, I think it's mainly because it's Philly and they want to put in a Rocky thing there, which I think they did perfectly. The vignettes leading up, I'm surprised that Chad Gable wasn't really involved. Like, we were predicting that when we did our predictions episode, that he will be at least involved in this. But I'm glad that they did it the way they did, because it was damn perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ganda. I have to jump in here because Rocky is my favorite, one of my favorites here. This was a very good sports movie, really. It was what it is. I think this was better than Sammy KO Mania from last year. Even if it was told in a much shorter time frame, because essentially this was Rocky 3. Diba? Sammy is Rocky, Chad Gable is Apollo, see, Gunther is Ivan Drago. Diba? Again, hindi yun one for one.
Somebody mentioned it on commentary, diba? Somebody sent it on commentary.
Yeah.
But
they keep referencing it.
It was so beautifully told that you couldn't help but cheer for Sammy in the end. Nung inuupakan na siya, nung tinasplash na siya, diba, yung brutality ni Gunther lumalabas na, and then he pulled up that last final desperate attempt. And he did the brain busta, and dun ko nalaman na, hey man, we got a chance here. This is going to happen. He's going to do it. Diba? So again, the same level of catharsis that we got from Cody and Roman, but albeit a shorter time frame. I would have loved it if it was a longer story, pero at the same time, I think it was told perfectly. So again, another favorite from this Mania.
Mm-hmm. NXT Sami Zayn is back. That's prevailing yes. thought in my head. No, the Sami Zayn that we were also enamored with, that we all fell in love with, he was making his way back from the moment that people started getting attached to him as an underdog during the Bloodline storyline. But I think this Gunther story for Sami really solidified the return of NXT Sami, and I loved it. It was another emotional ride, and I think Samantha Irvin was not the only one who was crying when Sami Zayn won, which is amazing considering that this is the Intercontinental Championship. It's not the world title. Not to disparage the IC Championship, but it's not the world title. But to see it be held in such high regard na ganyan ka-emotional yung mga tao after that that win, that emotional release, it meant na ang ganda ng work that Gunther put in, that WWE has put in to reestablishing the value and the prestige of the Intercontinental Championship. Sobrang bonus na lang na Gunther came into WrestleMania Saturday in his 666th day reign of the championship. So parang the evil has been defeated talaga when Sami Zayn pinned Gunther for the championship. So I really loved it. I actually sumakto nagka-video ako, or I was videoing the moment when Sami won, and I was also in tears. So, you know, congrats to Sami and Gunther for taking us on a hell of a journey.
Yeah, obviously you guys already said it. I just wanted to say that it's extremely funny because people will say that they don't watch Japanese wrestling. So it's going to be guys like Gunther and Sami Zayn who will bring Japanese wrestling to you. So this both men have extensive pedigrees in the art form, in the style. And every Gunther match is pretty the closest Western analog to a King's Road match. So couple this with yung brainbuster ni Sammy on the top rope, and people don't understand this on its face, but the best matches that people like are, you know, the tropes taken from the Far East, from the Land of the Rising Sun. So really good stuff. And I'm glad that this kind of wrestling is allowed to flourish on WWE. Because, yeah, we all have grown up from a time there was one style. And we might not have gotten this kind of style back then. So really, really good stuff. That's my personal triumph of this match. But I agree with Chino that this moment was better than the Tag Team Championship match last year.
Yeah, agree. All right, that's going to do it for our picks of the week. And you know what to do if you want to get yours in, if you want to join the conversation. We are at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. We will see you on Thursday night for our regular live stream, 7 p.m. on facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. Pati na rin sa YouTube, same channel, Wrestling Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on social media as well. Individually, it is at Monday Night Rowan, at EML_Meister, at Chino Supersized, at Rowis War, and at _StanC. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. And we will see you at Quiz Night happening on April 20. That's right, 420 at Hobby Stadium in New Manila. That's how we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. We've got a summer gift pack straight from WWE Shop na binili namin along with our other pasabays, along with some other really cool prizes to give away for Wrestling Podcast Quiz Night as we celebrate 10 years of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. On that note, we got to get out of here. On behalf of my co-hosts, the absent Rowan ASH, as well as Emil Nate, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, ending this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.